Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dub Knight. Again, I told you I did a podcast show about my music. My music is so important to me, but because I do podcasts and I have an audience of some kind, I have to be honest. Honest means truth. I can't lie to you. I can't lie to myself. If I lied to you or myself, I wouldn't be doing podcasting. I wouldn't be on air. It would hurt me if I told a lie. I would not want to be around somebody who lied to me. So that's why I have to be honest. My music I made with another person or other people. That is a fact. You can look at my BMI, because I am a BMI songwriter. You can look up BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated, and look up Dub Knight and look how many songs I've written. Dovenight. It tells you who the songwriter is. If you look at my albums, my songs, I really want to be with you. I really want to get to know you. I wrote it. That is a fact. A fact, a truth. So please, again, don't believe in any lies, okay? Two. I have heard lies, you know, there are lies about me that I wasn't a BMI. I am a BMI songwriter. That is the truth. So don't believe these lies, okay? Don't believe in a false allegation that someone else owned my songs or I'm in need of someone else. I do not have anybody else in control of my life. Or if you're talking about one of those conservators, I'm too high functioning. Again, that was a malicious lie. That actually, I could sue them for defamation of character. You know, when you make up lies about people, people can get sued for defamation. So look up L.A. County. You can look up L.A. County Register. You can look up L.A. County Public Affairs. You can call them 213-974-1452. You can look it up, their websites. I don't have nobody in control of my life. I am a doctor. I have a doctorate degree. I'm very high functioning. I'm college educated. I reluctantly went to college because I didn't make it in music. I spent years trying to make it in music. So since I own my song, and some people have made up lies, I don't. You just look it up. Find facts. Go to down. If you want to know about me and dispute any lies, just go to the L.A. County offices. You can find out a lot of things. They find out things about whether people, you know, will have this. You know, there's a courthouse where you can, L.A. County Courthouse, you find out things. But, you know, you can find out things whether people own homes. You can find out people, et cetera, et cetera. So don't believe any lies, you know. The reason why I said is that for years I dealt with some very sick people, mentally ill people, criminals, who I'm trying to undermine my potential to be a success in the music business in Hollywood. And one of the reasons why is because they wanted to steal my song because they were just criminals. Don't believe the criminals. If you hear an allegation with Dub Knight, you should check your resources before you believe anything. The truth of the matter is a lot of people say a lot of things to other people to manipulate them and to get them to believe something that isn't true. There's a lot of people who are victim of scams and cons. Don't believe in any allegation or con games. You should check. You got to be smart about this. Dove Knight is a very tall person, me. So that's one thing. I'm not a short person. That is a fact. That is the truth. So, you know, I realize strongly that some people are just plain evil. They just plain evil. I mean, they see me with a talent to write or to aspirations or to ambitions, and they simply have some envy over my talent. I don't think that's right. All they need to do is learn how to write a song or do something responsible. When they do it on their own, they will feel better because they did something that's all theirs. We can't go into the world and try to hinder someone like me or somebody who simply has a talent or a genius. We don't do that to get ahead. We can't take no shortcuts because people are going to find information about every one of us with the county courthouse. They're going to find information about BMI, ASCAP, websites. Oh, that's another one. I do have an account with ASCAP. So, you know, I am legitimately a songwriter. If I wasn't the songwriter of my songs, you would not see it on BMI or ASCAP or the Library of Congress. You can look it up, my Library of Congress. Again, as I said before, people have said a lot of lies to other people and made up stories. And people in my environment have said things that don't pertain to reality. They get gullible people to believe things that ain't true. That's why we have all these lawsuits, not only with defamation, but also with crimes related to fraud, too. So be careful. I had dealt with this all my life. You know, I had, being in the music industry, I had sharks and I had different people come up with me with suggestions to do with my music and to do things. And I couldn't do what they say because I knew they were con artists, so I kept away from them. But other people are not so aware. They're gullible to believe in lies and stuff. The way to check if I own a song or who I am is to look it up. Legitimate resources. Just check the county courthouse. Check the BMI website. You'll know that I am a songwriter. Legitimately. Don't believe in allegations. All right. A lot of criminals make up stories. But as far as my music is concerned, it is a fact. And it's important that each one of us are honest with ourselves and with the world with regards to what we have, because the music that I have and the publishing company that I have is also affiliated with the county. So I own it completely, except that I do own it with another person who wrote it. And again, I have said that I wrote songs with other people. And every songwriter should be respected on this planet who owns it and makes songs. You know, I admire people like Taylor Swift who writes her songs, and I'm sure she writes with other people, and she is a great songwriter. And I'm just like her, you know, just keep writing songs on keyboard or piano, you know. And that's my goal, to move up and be successful at making music. Because it's about a Hollywood dream. Your dream, my dream. That's why I've written that song.